שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא השם יגמור בעדי.
Hello, we're in a lesson on the topic of the Lord will finish for me. We'll read selected excerpts. You can also find the material by clicking the study materials tab in the Aravut system. You can also send questions. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson. Rav, please.
Yeah, the Lord will finish for me. This is a very important condition. Because it says that anywhere and everywhere, it says, first of all, I'm the first. The Creator starts everything, creation, each and every step, each state. He is establishing it, he is serving it to a person, and after receiving all these parameters from the Creator, and the Creator arranges the situation according to all the data about the light and the Kli, then a person feels his existence in life, meaning that it's what the Creator does for him. He arranges it in each and every moment. So after he arranges the correct attitude towards what he has, what's happening to him, he says, the Lord will finish for me. Meaning it's not enough that the Creator started all of creation, and in each and every moment he arranges it, establishes it in my personal life and in general as one. I have to understand and feel and attain that the Lord will finish it, that He's doing everything from beginning to end of the entire process. The Creator does it. He arranges it, He carries it out, and the person needs to only be present. By wanting it to happen this way, and he is blessing the Creator for the process that's revealed relative to a person, and according to man's ability to agree with the process, and release himself from interfering with this process, and to help the Creator in this process, that a person is taking part in, by willing to put in all the forces, all the energy, all the forms of participation, until the Creator will be revealed as the first, as the last. And he's the one doing each and every action from the side of the vessels and from the side of the lights, truly. He forms light and it creates darkness. In this way, a person, on the one hand, does nothing. On the other hand, specifically he who discovers the rule of the Creator in all of reality, the Creator is the one who's ruling everything. But it's according to how a person reveals it, and they become partners in that. And that should be our direction each and every moment when we determine our attitude towards life. How do we advance towards the purpose of life? So we will decide from beginning to the end of creation and all its forms of development and how it appears before us, how in each and every detail the Creator is controlling it, is arranging it, He's doing it. And He kills and He revives and He brings forth salvation from each and every state. And we have to be only worthy of revealing it according to how we want it to be to appear before us and to exist before us, and that's how it shall be. So let's see, according to these verses, let's learn how we need to relate to it, and through the correct attitude of our work and the Creator's work. Nevertheless, on the one hand, it's called the work of the Creator. On the other hand, we're speaking of a person who is engaged in the work of the Creator. So what's happening here? Who's doing the work? We have to understand the one who works is the Creator. And man discovers that all of it is the work of the Creator. This is our work. To come to the complete revelation of the qualities of the Creator, His actions, that only they sustain creation. This is our work. Let's see, Dudi. Let's read.
So we're reading
from the document titled "The Lord Will Finish For Me," selected excerpts from the sources. First item from Rabash. I am first and I am last. That is, I began the contact with you, and the person should wake up from this. However, when a person does not complete the work, rather, it is as it is written, the Lord will finish for me.
Meaning, all the work of person is in discovering that the Creator is first and He is last, and He is concealed in order to give a person room to discover Him, the Creator. This is the work of man. And the revelation of the Creator depends on how much a person wants the Creator to be revealed, how much he, to what extent he accepts his dominion. And that's how we advance. I'm the first, I'm the last. It's seemingly clear to us. But nevertheless, we have to reveal it on each and every step, in every state. The Creator is the one who's starting it, and we have to open it up. So you see Him in the beginning of the state, at the end of the state, and also in the process. So turns out that we only lower ourselves. We minimize our egos that prevent us from discovering the Creator, and then the Creator appears as the force that activates all of reality. And later, when we bring ourselves all the way down to zero, we need to do additional work, opposite work.
When
we open ourselves up practically, we wish to discover the acts and actions of the Creator in practice, not simply passively that the Creator appears to us, but that we ourselves are doing various actions in order to let the Creator reveal Himself from our efforts. So we have work of the restrictions
and
the Creator will finish it for me, and later work in effort. We are doing all the actions necessary in order to become partners with the Creator. Let's continue.
Citut mispar 2, Rabash. Excerpt
number 2, Rabash. Our sages said, he would say, it is not for you to finish the work. Therefore it can be said, why do I need to work? If I cannot finish it, what good is my work? This is why the tractate continues, nor are you free to idle away from it. Thus we see two things here that seem to contradict one another. On the one hand, a person is told to work as an ox to the burden and as a donkey to the load. This implies that the holy work depends on man, meaning that he can finish it. On the other hand, we say, as it is written, the Lord will finish for me. The thing is that both are needed. On the one hand, a person must make a choice, meaning to have a desire to work for the Creator. If he could finish his work, he would remain in his current state because he would feel that he is complete, because he would see that all his actions are for the Creator. So what else is missing? Therefore, there is no longer any need to draw the light of Torah. For this reason, when one begins to work and sees that he cannot finish the work, he acquires a need and deficiency for the light of Torah. Again, quote number two. Our sages said, he would say, it is not for you to finish the work. Therefore, it can be said, why do I need to work? If I cannot finish it, what good is my work? Thus, we see two things. This is why the tractate continues, nor are you free to idle away from it. Thus, we see two things here that seem to contradict one another. On the one hand, a person is told to work as an ox to the burden and as a donkey to the load. This means that the holy work depends on man, meaning that he can finish it. On the other hand, we say, as it's written, the Lord will finish for me. The thing is that both are needed. On the one hand, a person must make a choice, meaning to have a desire to work for the Creator. If he could finish his work, he would remain in his current state because he would feel that he is complete, because he would see that all his actions are for the Creator. So what else is missing? Therefore, there is no longer any need to draw the light of Torah. For this reason, when one begins to work and sees that he cannot finish the work, he acquires a need and deficiency for the light of Torah.
טוב, נו, נתחיל
מקצת שאלות, אבל לעניין. Let's start with questions. On point, metaphor.
Buongiorno, Rav. Che significa organizzare il nostro lavoro? Secondo lui, il primo...
What does it mean to organize our work according to I'm first and I'm last?
This is the topic of the lesson. How do I need to relate to reality? Reality is such that I'm under a single force, the Creator. And this force arranges my entire life, both from within, my qualities, my thoughts, my desires, and also consistently, who am I, what am I, according to my nature and all the data that's in me, and also according to the things that happen to me. Everything comes from one single upper force. And then I need to see how to arrange myself relative to it. On the one hand, if I say that the Creator will finish for me, I seemingly have nothing to do here. If the Creator does everything, then sit and don't do. But by that we become an inanimate piece that doesn't make any movements of its own. So we have to understand that this condition, that the Creator is the ruler, It is balanced by another condition that my ego, my will to receive, is in contradiction to everything, to what the fact that the Creator does everything. And my ego says, I will rule. I am in charge. I am the king. So there are two forces that are in opposition, two contradicting forces. How do I need to reconcile them, organize them in such a way according to my capabilities? But without it, I don't feel I'm taking advantage of my life properly and how to behave. I can't not do anything in this life. If that was, were the case, I wouldn't be able to, I wouldn't need to be born. I wouldn't need to put in any force, let alone physical, because even the still degree struggles to sustain itself. There's an inner program in every atom, every molecule, every detail, even corporeal, let alone spiritual. And we need to somehow determine our reality. So it doesn't mean that the Creator does everything. It's not written like that for nothing. The Creator will finish for me. The end of my development, I will expect that. And the Creator will be the one who finishes my efforts, but it's not like I'm not participating in it. So we have to learn how do we participate gradually. Where the Creator arranges everything for us, and how do we let Him work on the one hand? On the other hand, how do we do everything that's up to us? We'll learn this.
Kiev.
Вот вы сказали, что у нас есть сначала работа в сокращении, когда Творец завершит за меня, а потом работа в усилии.
You said that the beginning of the work is restriction. Then the Creator will finish for me, and then there's work in making efforts to be partners. Where is that?
We'll learn about it. I didn't say anything yet. I simply read what's written. I am the first, I am last. I start creation, you finish creation. There are many verses, Kabbalists composed, and we need to arrange them correctly. How do we relate to all of creation that is happening to us, and what should we learn from it? How should we participate? I got nothing to add because we've learned nothing. There's nothing. You hang on to half a sentence and you want to ask about it. It's not serious. Latin 7.
Gracias, Rav. Usted, bueno, yo escuché.
Thank you, Rav. I heard you say that we help the Creator.
Denominarla como ayuda a él.
What is that help? And what's it based upon that we can call it help of the Creator?
Oh, let's learn. Let's learn about it and we'll see.
So,
let's go.
Dodi. Quote number 3, Baal HaSulam.
It's not for you to finish the work, nor are you free to idle away from it. That is, since wholeness is the purpose of the work and its conclusion, there is an open side to the Sita Acha, the other side, to come near and make one understand that he is incapable of it and bring one to despair, since we should know that the end of the work is not at all our work, but the Creator's work. Therefore, how can you know the Creator engage if he can, or God forbid, cannot finish his work? This is insolence and heresy. And you are not free to idle away from it. Even in that manner, if the Creator wishes you to work without finishing the work. This is the meaning of what is written. What does the Lord your God ask of you? That is, the creature must know only this. The Creator demands work and will therefore do his will wholeheartedly, as in, open for me one opening of repentance like the tip of a needle. By this, he will be saved from the sitaacha, ever approaching him. If a person is completed in this, he can be certain that the Creator will finish his work on his end. And I open for you gates through which carts and carriages enter. Again, quote number 3. It is not for you to finish the work, nor are you free to idle away from it. That is, since wholeness is the purpose of the work and its conclusion, there's an open side to the Sitra Acha, the other side, to come near and make one understand that he's incapable of it and bring one to despair. Since we should know that the end of the work is not at all our work, but the Creator's work. Therefore, how can you know the Creator engage if he can, or God forbid, cannot finish his work? This is insolence and heresy. And you are not free to idle away from it. Even in that manner, if the Creator wishes you to work without finishing the work, this is the meaning of what is written, what does the Lord your God ask of you? That is, the creature must know only this. The Creator demands work and will therefore do his will wholeheartedly. As in, open for me one opening of repentance like the tip of a needle. By this, he will be saved from the Sitra Acha, ever approaching him. If a person is completed in this, he can be certain that the Creator will finish his work on his end. And I open for you gates through which carts and carriages enter.
Meaning we take part in the work of the Creator, but by seemingly opening for him the door to work. That's what was given to us. That's what's left for us. Of course, the work itself is something we cannot do because the upper light is not in our hands. But to open a door and a pathway for the light to work, that's something we can do. We'll learn about those things. What exactly is this work? Spiritual work of ours. Next.
Citut mispar arba. Arbash.
Quote number 4, Rabash. One should work because he's guaranteed to get what he wants. Meaning, to be able to work for the sake of the Creator in order to bring contentment to his Maker. On the other hand, he says, it is not for you to finish the work. This implies that it is not within man's hands, but rather, as it is written, the Lord will finish for me. This means that it is not within man's ability to obtain the desire to bestow. However, there are two matters here. One, a person must say, if I'm not for me, who is for me? Hence, he should not be alarmed by the fact that he has not been rewarded with obtaining the desire to bestow, although in his opinion he has made great efforts. Nonetheless, he should believe that the Creator awaits until he reveals what he must do.
Bet,
2. Afterward, the Creator will finish for him, meaning that at that time he will receive what he wants at once. As it is written, the salvation of the Lord is as the blink of an eye.
You're reading too fast.
6.
Where were you?
I was at 4.
Okay, so 5.
Okay, quote number 5. All the Kedusha that one feels he has come, that one feels he has, comes from the Creator. This is what it means that there is no Kedusha, meaning no Kedusha in the world, that one can obtain by himself. Rather, everything comes from the Creator. This is why it is written, there is none as holy as the Lord, and there is no rock like our God. It is known that Kelim, vessels, are called by the name Elohim, God, and lights are called by the name of Havaya. It is written, there is no rock, which is when one sees that he has vessels of bestowal. This is regarded that a new thing was created for him, which is called a rock, meaning that in a place where he had vessels of reception, vessels of bestowal have been depicted in him. One should not think that he helped the Creator in any way, and by this obtained vessels of bestowal. Rather, everything came from above. Bala Sulam said that prior to working, one must say, if I am not for me, who is for me? After the work, he should believe in private providence, meaning that the Creator does everything. Again, quote number 5. All the Kedusha, holiness, that one feels, comes to him from the Creator. This is what it means that there is no Kedusha, meaning no Kedusha in the world, that one can obtain by himself. Rather, everything comes from the Creator. This is why it's written, there is none as holy as the Lord, and there is no rock like our God. It is known that Kelim, vessels, are called by the name Elohim, God, and lights are called by the name of Havaya. It is written, there is no rock, which is when one sees that he has vessels of bestowal. This is regarded that a new thing was created for him, which is called a rock, meaning that in a place where he had vessels of reception, vessels of bestowal have been depicted in him. One should not think that he helped the Creator in any way, and by this obtained vessels of bestowal. Rather, everything came from above. Rasulam said that prior to working, one must say, if I'm not for me, who is for me? After the work, he should believe in private providence, meaning that the Creator does everything.
Tov. Hala, Dodi.
Okay, next, Dodi. We need to somehow hear those verses and then work on them.
Quote number 6, Rabash writes, unless the Creator helps him, he will always remain in his lowliness. In the words, were it not for the Creator's help, he would not overcome it, will not come true in him. As in, the Lord will finish for me. Instead, the whole world will be providing for him, and he will always need people. Conversely, one who walks in the path of the Creator and not in the path of the world, is rewarded with being favored by the Creator. This is specifically one who needs the help of the Creator. As it is written, he who comes to purify is aided. The Zohar interprets with what? With a soul, where the Creator gives him a holy soul. And with that force, he can purify himself.
Mm-hmm. Allah.
Citut mispar sheva. Amu Chazal, habali taher, mesainoto.
Quote number 7. Our sages said, he who comes to purify is aided. From the words of our sages, who said, he who comes to purify. It seems as though all the weakness in the work is specifically on purity. And only this is out of man's hands and he needs help. Yet our sages promised that he who comes to purify and sees that he cannot overcome, they said about it that he should not be scared off and run from the campaign, nor should he pay attention to his inability to achieve purity. Instead, a person should believe that the Creator will help him. However, we should also understand why the Creator did this, as this is unclear because there is a contradiction here. On one hand, we are told, he who comes to purify, this means that the person must begin the work on purity. Yet afterward, they said, were it not for the help of the Creator, he would not overcome it. This implies that man does not have the option of defeating his evil. As our sages said, without the help of the Creator, he would not overcome it.
Ask, it's all in your hands. Ask and we'll answer. But let's hear some more for the time being.
Quote number 8, Rabash. The name for ascent and descent is Tzvaot. During the work, a person should say, if I am not for me, who is for me? At that time in the work, they think that they themselves are doing the ascent and descent, that they are men of war, called Tzava, mighty man. Afterward, when they are redeemed, they attain that the Lord is of hosts, Tzvaot, meaning that the Creator made all the ups and downs they had. In other words, even the descents come from the Creator. A person does not get so many ups and downs for no reason. Rather, the Creator caused all those exits. We can interpret exit as exit from Kedusha, holiness. And Ba comes as coming to Kedusha. The Creator does everything. Hence, after the redemption, the Creator is called Lord of Hosts.
Okay.
9.
Citut mispar 9, Baal HaSulam.
Excerpt number 9, Baal HaSulam.
She'en chacham kebaal hanisayon.
There is a natural law that there is none as wise as the experienced. And before one tries to actually do all he can do, he's utterly incapable of arriving at true lowliness to the real extent, as said above. This is why we must toil in Kedusha and purity. As it is written, whatever you find that your hand can do, by your strength, that do. And understand this, for it is true and deep. I revealed this truth to you only so you would not weaken or give up on mercy. although you do not see anything, for even when the measure of labor is complete, it is the time of prayer. But until then, believe in our sages. I did not labor and found, do not believe. When the measure is full, your prayer will be complete and the Creator will grant generously. As our sages instructed us, I labored and found, believe.
כי אינו ראוי לתפילה מקודם זה, והשם יתברך שומע תפילה.
For one is unfit for a prayer prior to this, and the Creator hears a prayer.
טוב. עוד קצת.
Okay, a bit more.
ציטוט מספר 10. כותב רבש. עניין חרב.
Quote number 10, רבש writes.
יש לפרש שהכוונה היא
we should interpret the sharp sword placed on his neck to mean that even though one's evil called self-love is placed on his neck and wants to separate him from Kedusha by showing him that it is impossible to exit this authority, he should say that the picture he sees is the truth. However, he should not deny himself of mercy, for at that time he must believe that the Creator can give him mercy, meaning the quality of bestowal. That is, by himself, it is true that one cannot exit the authority of self-reception. But from the perspective of the Creator, when the Creator helps him, of course he can bring him out. This is the meaning of what is written, I am the Lord your God, who took you out from the land of Egypt to be your God.
Okay.
No. עוד קצת, עוד שניים סך הכל, כן?
Two more.
11. בעל הסולם. אומר הכתוב
11, בעל הסולם.
כלומר,
it is written about this, seek the Lord while he is found. That is, when the Creator presents himself to you for asking, then you will necessarily seek him too. For it is man's way to move first. In other words, the Creator first gives you the heart to seek Him. When you know this, you will certainly grow stronger, as strong as you can ask, for the King is calling you.
וכן כתוב, קראו ביותו קרוב. כלומר,
so it says, call upon him when he's near. That is, when you call on the Creator to bring you closer to him, know that he is already near you. For otherwise, there is no doubt you would not be calling him. This is also the meaning of the verse, before they call, I will answer. Meaning that if you are calling him, then he has already turned to you to give you the awakening to call upon him.
Ala,
Aharon. 12, Aharon.
Last one. Number 12, Baal HaSulam. It is impossible to attribute the bad to the Creator, who is the absolute good. Hence, as long as one feels bad states, he must say that they come from elsewhere. But in truth, one is rewarded with seeing only good and that there is no bad in the world. And everything is turned to good. Then he is shown the truth, that the Creator does everything, since he is almighty. For he alone does, is doing, and will do all the deeds.
Okay, we read 12 excerpts with you, according to the topic, the Lord will finish for me. What is your impression of reading it this way? Is it beneficial or is it mostly confusing? What do you think? Please.
No, אתם רוצים להגיד PT4?
You want to say PT4?
לא.
כן, 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 תוך כדי...
Yes, yes, yes. While we read, it actually allowed for, like you said yesterday, to think about the connection with the friends, and as a result of that, to go into the excerpts and what they bestow to us.
Latin 11.
Latin 11.
Muy buenos días, querido Rab, Clima Mundial.
Good morning.
Comentario de si es
World Clean, Rav.
Cómodo el escuchar.
Relating to your question, whether it was okay to listen to these excerpts, so many excerpts one after the other. It requires more work to understand and sharpen our questions, but still it's, in any case, it's a pleasure to dwell in these words, and we're thankful for it.
The friends,
Rob, friends are offering to maybe do a quick survey if you want, whether it's good for them to do read all these excerpts in a row or to read each one and then interpret.
Yeah, let's see.
Okay, so reminding everyone, we have the voting buttons, 1 and 2. So if you click 1, it means that you're in favor of reading a sequence of excerpts one after the other. And if you click 2, it means that you prefer to read and then clarify each excerpt.
Look, it's almost equal. Interesting. I thought they would say that it's hard to read these excerpts and one after the other without scrutinizing, without getting into it. So why is it good to do it? Can we hear opinions?
So maybe now the friends can express their impression on this specifically.
Please, who can say why he chose one and someone else why he chose two? Holland.
Yes, Ralph. There's a sensation when we read it at once that it penetrates deeper. And also when we talked about the last days about justifying the creed, we also in the 10, we felt this desire to read it, all the excerpts at once. And it gave a lot of, I think it's more about feeling adhesion with the creator. It's like a yearning to be in gratefulness. So it's also depending on our state. So I would not say the one or the other. It depends a bit, I think, on our states, if we prefer the one or the other. But we are now in this state of feeling this closeness, this adhesion, this gratefulness, and it evokes it when we read it all together at once.
Tov, ze ata.
Okay, that's you. What will French tell us?
Oui, bonjour, Rav. J'ai voté deux, parce que je crois qu'il vaut mieux passer du temps pour les interpréter. Cependant, ces derniers temps, il y a des leçons.
Yes, Rav, I would vote two because I think it's better to clarify.
Et toutes les questions qui sont posées.
Because we read all kinds of excerpts recently and we need to find a balance between what we read and the questions we ask.
Clear, thank you. Moscow 7.
Да, тоже выбрал второй вариант, как вы говорили, что есть.
I also chose two. Like you explained, we have a time of studying, and there's a time to demand the light that reforms. So, for instance, the time of tests is when we barely clarify things, but we only work on the prayer and the request. And when we read the excerpts, each excerpt is so different, because it can teach us another phase in the work. So it's more possible to clarify it. There's more room to scrutinize it and to learn that experience that Baal Sulam and Rabash gave us.
Beautiful. Okay, it's clear more or less, Torana.
I'm reading it all at once takes away the illusion of difference of what we're hearing, and it lets us feel a different world, walk around, feel the details of it, and put it all together as one experience. And also we can keep the intention going without having our attention grabbed and say, look at this, listen to this, something else. It's a real pleasure this way.
Mm-hmm. Very well. I'm hearing. Tony said something important. We hear him. Next, heard Latin.
No, Almata.
Almata.
Я выбрал первый вариант, потому что
I chose one because it felt how the Kabbalists, I felt that I'm like a kli and the Kabbalists are designing or strengthening from all sides, and the excerpts were chosen and so selectively, so meticulously, that they're just shaping you.
He speaks beautifully. Okay, it's clear to us. We need both. According to the vote, we could see that there's an interest in both. And that's why I decided we should read all those excerpts all at once, in such a way we don't read every excerpt twice and we're not clarifying it, only reading it. Now let's learn a little bit more. So start reading,
Dudi. So we are reading from the document The Lord Will Finish For Me, selected excerpts, starting from excerpt number 1 from Rabash. I am the first and I am the last. That is, I began the contact with you, and the person should wake up from this. However, a person does not complete the work. Rather, it is as it's written, the Lord will finish for me.
Meaning we have to wake up, we have to look for a point and a reason for awakening. But even in that, we need to understand. We need to understand that the process of correction is in the Creator's hands, and what should come from us is the awakening, the request, the pressure, if you can say, on the Creator. When we obligate Him to do the work, but the work is His. That's how we roughly divide our roles. We demand, like babies who demand of their mother to care for them, to feed them, and so on and so forth. And that we are the same toward the Creator. That's our role. As much as we can be partners with our demands by demanding more and more correct things, more exalted things, more necessary things, more wise things, that's how we advance. But it looks like our entire work is in raising man, raising the prayer, our request, and as much as we're able to establish our request correctly, concretely, to come from the connection between us or lack thereof, and relative to the Creator, who will correct and fill our vessel, so we would be in adhesion with Him. Accordingly, we can see our role. Ultimately, our role is expressed by raising man, our request. And if the request, then it's clear the Lord will finish for me. If from me, the only thing that can come is a request, a deficiency for a higher degree.
Florida.
Florida. What do they want?
Thank you, Rav. It's written all over by Rabash Balaslam what our work is. Up until the time where the Creator will finish the work. Will we know what the work is that the Creator will finish? Is it written anywhere?
That the Creator finishes it? Of course He does. There's no question about that, because He holds the forces of nature. We don't. What's in our hands is to constantly ask. That's what He gave us, the ability He gave us. And through the requests, because He loves us, we're using His love, and we are constantly using His deficiency in order to turn to Him, and to the extent that our requests will be along the same line of how He wants to bestow to us. So along that line we connect, and then the Creator can make the action. He can't do the action against our desire. If our desire to connect with Him is insufficient, then He awakens us. And so He awakens us to reach the right desire. And so all our work in the meantime, in the work of preparation, is through a connection between us. And if we raise the right deficiency after this work of preparation between us, then the Creator begins to bestow to that deficiency and does His part of the work.
Will we know what this work is that the Creator will finish?
What the Creator does is He shines on us, on our connection, how much we are connected or disconnected or inclined to connect, and accordingly we feel our spiritual life. That's what happens. These matters are quite simple. We just have to keep scrutinizing them correctly. Spirituality is not actually complicated. We just have to position ourselves the further we move away from our ego so it doesn't confuse us, and the more neutral we position ourselves, that we're not inclined this way or that way, and the more we can relate to the Creator in the sense that I'm for my beloved and my beloved is for me, that's how we go through the right scrutiny. Turkey 1.
Good morning, Rav. My friend is asking, how can I constantly demand from the Creator to finish?
If we prepare our kli, our man, correctly, then we only do it according to how much we're ready, the form that we're ready for, and accordingly he relates to us. It happens just like a mother and a baby. The baby also determines to some extent in what way his mother will feed him, nourish him, nurture him.
Okay?
Italy 4.
Che cosa significa? Io all'inizio del lavoro devo dire io se non io per me stesso e alla fine.
What does it mean that the beginning of the work I need to say if I'm not from myself, who is? And at the end I should say everything comes from the Creator. What a balance these two discernments, please.
In a very simple, primitive way, I would say the beginning of the work starts from turning to the Creator and demanding from the Creator. At the end of the work, it's that I see how much I changed according to His work. And therefore, he is first and last, meaning at the end of the work, I begin to see that all, that even in the beginning of the work, when I made a request, it also came from him. And I thought it was my deficiency. And perhaps the deficiency was more or less accurate, but it's all in order to teach me. Kiev 1.
Тарас, здравствуйте. Доброе утро. Подскажите, мы все время проговариваем.
Hello. Good morning. We constantly say that the Creator is both the first and the last. And in the quote number 5, it says that a person should not think that he helped the Creator. What is this admonition?
Im ego shelo.
It's that a person with his ego jumps and says, yes, I can determine something more than just awaken the deficiency in the Creator. We can't do anything in creation besides establishing our deficiency to cling to the Creator in each and every moment. Everything else is just us searching for how to establish the right deficiency.
Another question, please. If we say that the Creator starts, how should I understand that I have to grasp that this is the moment He's starting?
The moment I feel that I have room to turn to the Creator, I should, and not stop myself in any way. Each and every moment, in principle, I need to turn to the Creator and try to explain to Him, tell Him, ask from Him, make a request.
How to understand during the day, there are so many actions, jobs, after the lesson ends, we start our social life. How should I understand what is the work that relates to this particular work that I have to do in order to advance spiritually?
Maximum connection between us in the 10, And by that, I bestow to the Creator. All the rest does not influence the Creator directly, but just like all of humanity. So there's not a lot of benefit in that.
Question from a friend. Everything is aimed from above, so why should I exert so much in choosing the actions? I can always say that everything comes from above.
If I don't want to do spiritual work, then I can just stay calm and sure, stay that way. Let's see if you can. Let's see how much you can really do that. You think that even now when you sit between us and try to clarify these fundamental things of creation in the middle of the night, you're thinking that you're making your efforts now? No, it's the Creator doing this with you. Where are you? When you achieve corrections, you'll see how the Creator is orchestrating you in each and every step, and there is no work of the person at all. It's all the work of the Creator.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
The first contact with the Creator, is that the efficiency he's passing to me?
Well, let's say so.
And the awakening is seemingly the vessel I'm building with the connection with the friends.
Your awakening, too, also comes from the Creator.
Thank you.
Kabu 3.
Does it mean that we must first establish our plea to allow the Creator to finish the work, Rav? Soda.
Ken.
Yes.
Nahon.
Correct.
No, Dane Odle Ashkelon.
Okay, we will answer Ashkelon, please.
Rav, yesh koshi
shenachon. There's difficulty by knowing in advance that we can succeed.
Who?
Us, Baal Sulam, except number 9, he's saying you have to do everything within your power to do. And then he says to his student, I reveal this to you not so you won't succeed.
But how will you know that you don't succeed?
Well, the thing is, I want to ask, today we need to know in advance that we won't succeed, so how to find the strength to work?
In order to work and know that we ourselves don't succeed.
But where's the labor, how to be experienced?
Now the effort is above reason, that I make an effort more and more and more until I feel that only the Creator can help me here.
He says, I didn't reveal this to you, meaning he let him exert without knowing this rule. And we know it. That's we know it in advance.
This is incorrect. I know in advance that it is written that a person can't do anything, but he has to make an effort to discover that he can't do anything. And then the Creator will finish for me. We do a lot of actions in life where we discover that we can't, we're incapable, we don't know, and this directs us in the right track, in the right to the right request towards connection and so on. Let's say right now you are in all kinds of actions, but you're not focusing all of those actions towards connection. And then you see that you can't, that you don't succeed, that you're not successful, and that takes you towards the necessity to connect for lack of a better choice. That's how from lo lishma you come to lishma. We do many actions in life to discover that we're wrong, and these actions themselves direct us to the right direction. That's why it says there's none as wise as the experience, because he tried all kinds of things, and ultimately he sees that there's no choice, I have to follow what is written. And then he understands what it means to do what's written. Before that, he didn't understand. His ego would conceal it from him. That's how it works.
Safon 2.
Safon 2.
Rav, me, ma ani bichlal be'avoda ruchanit?
In the spiritual work, you are ketel of your ten. You have to awaken them, you have to connect them, you have to bring about deficiencies and initiate the connection. That's you.
What
should we do, Dudi?
I think that we will go to TES, and we won't continue with these excerpts. No, and tomorrow we'll see what to do. So let's go to TES.
Okay, we'll sing a song for it.
Of course.
Now every man has to know, inside there's a candle that glows. And there is no fire that burns like the light of his friends. And we must understand that our work to reveal what's for us can only be done when we join all our hearts into one. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite. All together we pray, make a request to the light. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite in this fire of love. Do know, inside there's a candle that glows, and there is no fire that burns like the light of his friends. And we must understand that our work to reveal what's for us can only be done when we join all our hearts into one.